Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. My name's Erin Neuberg. This is Ben Lieber, and it is time for our Golden Nacho Award.
The Golden Nacho Award.
The final of the year.
Kirk Cousins. Okay. Last week's game against Philly. End of the first half. No timeouts. 6 seconds left. He's supposed to spike the football, stop the clock, get the field goal unit out there. But he kneels down. Probably, it's arguably the biggest blunder of the season, people want to say, even though it didn't cost them the game.
It's just embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
I mean, it's just embarrassing that he's a quarterback in the NFL and he didn't notice spike it.
All right, this is our own Harrison Smith, right? Great play in the Giants game, pick six.
Love him.
But the celebration is a not top 10.
What do you mean? He purposely let it go.
What do you mean?
If I was in the stands and Harrison Smith came at me with a ball, I would be petrified. I would have to leave the stadium.
You're serious.
So he purposely did it. Yeah. Maybe he thought, and then all of a sudden he was like, it's not going to go there. I'll drop it.
So you think in the last moment he's like, I better be a good guy right now and not throw it into the stands potentially and hit an Erin Neuberg type
person in the
head?
What if a ball like that came? Yeah. I'd be toast.
All right, so this is John Hecker, the punter for the Rams. They're playing Seattle and this intimidating Seattle defense. And boop. Okay, so he knocks down Cliff Averill. So the next ensuing punt, all the players go after him, and he cowers down like a little baby. I think what happened was I'm going to try to make a block, knock down one of their star defensive players. And then when he realized it was the damn punter, he's like, that's not happening.
Right.
So the next time they tried to scare him, and I think he realizes.
He's laughing.
Yeah.
Like he thinks it's funny. Okay, I like him.
All right, so this is our friends, the Bills Mafia.
God, I love them so much.
They make an appearance almost every week, and this guy makes it especially for failing to break the darn table. To get your street cred, you have to break the table.
I think you can't be part of the Mafia until you've broken a table. Did you know that? I think that's correct. I do too.
Rule number one, I think he chugged about 20 beers in a beer bong.
For sure.
That's Bills Mafia-esque.
Yes.
Backflip check.
Yep.
Breaking table, no.
And that's why they said Bills fan, not Bills Mafia in a nutshell.
Oh, good
Bills
catch.
Bills fan in a nutshell, because you don't get Mafia cred.
That is.
So you break that table.
Okay, so now I have to pick the last winner of the season. This is a tough one.
It is.
I'm gonna go with your new boyfriend here. Yeah.
John
I've got a boyfriend.
Hecker.
John Hecker for cowering and showing just how feeble and weak he is.
And laughing about it afterwards.
Yes, he laughed about it.
I love a guy with a sense of humor.
If the guys are going, if there's a big return, go try to make a tackle. But don't block a guy when he's 50 yards away.
No, it is a no-no. But you did get our award, so it's worth something.
It is worth something. It's actually worth nothing because we have nothing to offer you other than to ridicule you on our show.
So, in front of millions.
All right, it's sad to say, but that's going to do it for our last episode of the season.
I know, I'm sad. That went fast.
I know, we have a lot of people to thank.
We do. We have lots of people to thank.
So we have Dan Katz from Barstool Sports.
Yes, thanks for being our special guest.
A big mainstay. Josh Duhamel, again?
You guys, that Hecker guy actually isn't my boyfriend, Josh Duhamel. He kissed my cheek twice, so there's that.
And we couldn't do the show without all the people at VEN. So we want to thank all those guys, Mike, Grant, Skip, Alan, Jay, Jordan, all the guys here that work so hard to work on the show and make us look somewhat good.
Yeah, thank you for the lighting, you guys. I appreciate the lighting.
Yes. And you have a special award to give out.
Oh, well, I just really wanted to give a special shout out to the Bills Mafia, right? They worked so hard to be what they are today. I appreciate your time, your energy, your commitment.
Yep.
So thanks, Bills Mafia. We'll see you next year.
Thank you, guys. See ya. Bye.